From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, we are live from the NPR studios. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and Hamantaschen. I'm Allison Stewart. It's Friday, March 21st. Oh, yeah. There's a bake-off brewing at BPP headquarters. We'll get into that in just a moment. But first...
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain.
A winner of another competition. The big winner in this year's YouTube Awards. Yeah, they were announced today. Tay Zonday. Best music video with his hit Chocolate Rain took the prize. Really can't get enough of that. I just takes you back to, you remember where you were when you first heard this?
Zoom the camera out and see.
No, you don't. Okay, never mind. I don't either, actually. There were 12 categories that included comedy, politics, a category called adorable, and best commentary were this clip.
All you people care about is readers and making money off of her. She's a human!
Did not win, by the way. Just wanted to let you know. Best commentary, Chris Crocker. That's 14 minutes and 59. 15 minutes! Your 15 minutes of fame are over. Actually, I lost to a guy named Michael Buckley of the popular online show What the Buck. He was a slamming fellow YouTube celebrity, Lonely Girl. Big long list of all of your YouTube favorites. The world's a better place now. Hey, this hour, we're going to bring you all the news you need. We got the Ramble coming up, plus the best of Bryant Park, some recent gems from the archives. Food is a theme this hour, kind of. Let me explain why. We're going to talk to author Michael Pollan, who wrote The Omnivore's Dilemma and The Botany of Desire. He is going to tell us what's wrong with the way we make and eat food in America and what needs to be done to fix things. Plus, we'll dig into a food fight right here in New York over who invented the everything bagel. We'll also hear about the French court's ruling on genetically modified corn. And at the end of it all, we're going to celebrate the Jewish holiday of Purim with Hamantaschen. And it's a bake-off. Best of all, I get to be the judge, so we know somebody's going to win. All that and a guy who trains crows. But first... Want to get to know Barack Obama a little better? Here's a tip. Do not access his personal information if you work at the State Department. A security breach became public late Thursday night when the State Department announced three separate contract workers allegedly took an unauthorized look at the Illinois senator's passport files over the last few months. On January 9th, February 21st, and as recently as a week ago, on March 14th, two of the workers were fired and a third was disciplined. Now, it's not clear exactly what information in the file was allegedly accessed, but the State Department yesterday called the breach, quote, imprudent curiosity and a clear violation of department policy. Here's Undersecretary for Management Patrick Kennedy.
They are not supposed to go and look at the files of other people, and that is why the computer caught them.
The contract staffers are reportedly not connected to one another. Two of them were low-level personnel hired to help with State Department employee search programs, and the third was a mid-level staffer. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has ordered a full investigation of why the passport files were accessed and whether any information was passed on to a third party. State Department spokesman Sean McCormack.
She wanted to make sure that we did a full investigation.
And the Barack Obama's campaign says it wants one, too, calling the incidents, quote, outrageous breach of security and privacy. Now, the Clinton camp apparently agrees, saying, quote, if it's true, it's reprehensible. And the Clintons speak from experience on this matter. When Bill Clinton first ran for president in 1992, someone snooped around his passport files, apparently looking for evidence of draft dodging. That's according to an FBI investigation. In other shenanigans aimed at Obama, a low-level aide on the Republican rival John McCain's campaign, well, that aide was suspended yesterday after reportedly using his private Twitter account to forward a YouTube video about Obama and his former pastor, Jeremiah Wright. The aide, Soren Dayton, reportedly wrote, quote, good video on Obama and Wright, and forwarded the two-minute video, reportedly made by a former producer for the conservative radio program, The Laura Ingraham Show. A spokesman for the McCain campaign said of the incident, quote, "It's not the type of campaign we intend to run." There was some good news for the Democratic contender, however. His former rival for the nomination, New Mexico's Governor Bill Richardson, will reportedly endorse Barack Obama for president this afternoon at a rally in Portland, Oregon. In an email to supporters, Richardson says Obama will be a, quote, "historic and a great president." Bill Richardson had served in President Clinton, Bill Clinton's cabinet. Check back with NPR.org throughout the day for updates on any of these stories. Then let's get to some more of today's headlines from the BPP's Laura Conaway.